So, how much did last night's vice presidential debate change the race, if at all? The two candidates, Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Pence, disagreed on a number of issues, but it often sounded like this.
The Clinton Foundation accepted foreign contributions from foreign governments and foreign donors while she was Secretary
of
State.
Okay, now I can weigh
in. She had a private server.
I get to weigh in.
That was discovered.
I did weigh in.
To keep that pay-to-play process
out of the reach of the public. Governor Pence doesn't think the world's going so well, and he, you know, is going to say it's everybody's fault.
Do you?
What? The Trump campaign counted up how many times Tim Kaine interrupted Mike Pence. They say it was 72 times, but Hillary Clinton tweeted a Huffington Post headline that she claims says it all. Mike Pence to America. Trump never said those things he said. Well, let's dig in on the day after with Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist, although not working for the Clinton campaign. Hi, Jamal.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And Paris Denard, Republican strategist, although not working for the Trump campaign. Welcome to you as always, Paris.
I promise not to interrupt as much as Tim Kaine. Well,
71 times will be acceptable.
But in Paris, I do want to start with you, though, because you have had a rough time recently when we visited. But most polls gave the Republican candidate, Pence, the edge. You agree?
Yes, I think any American who watched that debate performance saw someone who was a seasoned veteran, someone who was on message and who was more concerned about talking specifically to the American people than engaging in this type of negative and type of campaigning that you saw Governor Kaine doing. Senator Kaine. So I think that at the end of the day, the American people responded by saying, you know, it was fair. That he did a very good job and that Governor Pence was the clear winner.
Well, we're reminded that Mike Pence was also for 5 years a talk show host, and some of that polish showed last night.
Jamal, what did you think?
Yeah.
I think it was a epic battle between vanilla wafers and Lorna Doones.
I think one of the talk show hosts said mayonnaise and milk or something.
Or Miracle Whip. Clearly Governor Pence was Miracle Whip.
You know, I think they both represented their side well. They really went at it. I thought that Tim Kaine really pushed Mike Pence on this question that Hillary Clinton brings up about defending all of the things that have been offensive that Donald Trump has been saying. The question is whether or not Americans, you know, how much blame they're going to put on that. What I think really happened last night is we saw the opening bid of the Mike Pence for president in 2020 campaign.
And I want to get to that because that is something that's been talked about this morning. But let's get to this issue of Mike Pence trying to defend or not defend things that Donald Trump has said. The Clinton campaign tweeted out a debate montage this morning, juxtaposing clips of Pence with clips of what Trump had said in the past. Let's listen to a little bit.
Let's start with not praising Vladimir Putin as a great leader. Donald Trump and Mike Pence have said he's a great leader. And Donald Trump has
Putin's been a very strong leader for Russia.
Vladimir Putin has been a stronger leader in his country than Barack Obama has been in this country.
Donald Trump, on the other hand, didn't know that Russia had invaded the Crimea.
Oh, that's nonsense.
He's not going to go into Ukraine.
Paris, what about that? Does that matter? What do you think of that? That he was saying we didn't say that, but in fact the tape shows that Trump had said that.
I think we have to ask ourselves, what was the purpose of this debate? Was this debate to have the two vice presidential candidates talk about the issues and why they were selected and why they are on the ticket, and to talk about what they will do in support of their candidate? Or was it for them to debate the presidential candidates? You know, this was not a Pence versus Trump debate. This was not a Pence versus Clinton debate. This was Pence versus Kaine. And this is what the Clinton campaign did not want to happen, because they continued to raise the issues about Donald Trump and all the things that he may or may not have said, when the American people, I believe, wanted to hear both of these candidates' visions for the country.
But Paris, go ahead, Jamal.
I'm not sure that people are that interested in Tim Kaine or Mike Pence's vision for the country. Neither one of them ran for president in the primaries. They are interested in Clinton versus Trump. And I think that what we did not get last night was Mike Pence really defending Donald Trump on a lot of the things he said. And when he was asked direct questions, really didn't tell the truth, just said that Donald Trump never said those things. When we know that Donald Trump called Mexican rapists, we know
Donald Trump has said bad things about
women and talked about what they look like and their body sizes and all that. I mean, we know that Donald Trump has said these things. Has he not said these things?
No, he did not call Mexicans rapists.
What?
Well, he said it in his opening when he started his campaign.
I will always push back on that. What he said was he believed that the Mexican government sends over people that are rapists and other things like that. He also went on to say that they are good people.
And some of them might be good people.
He said some of them, I assume, are good people.
But he did not say that. Mr. Trump did not say in his opening statement they are rapists that come over. That's not true. I think you're parsing that.
Well, and this really, I think, is important because we're still debating about something, what it means, something that Donald Trump said when the campaign began. And we're just weeks away from the election.
I believe that's because the Clinton campaign doesn't want to talk about the real issues.
Well, perhaps, I mean, Jamal, your thoughts on that. Is it because does that still linger, the things that he said?
Of course it still lingers. I think that Parrish just said Clinton doesn't want to talk about real issues. Hillary Clinton has issued more policy papers, has put out more programs on paper. You can go to her website right now and see more policies. Donald Trump doesn't put out policies. Donald Trump makes statements and speeches, and those statements may not even hold up by the end of the day, depending on who's asking him questions, which does make it tough for somebody like Mike Pence to know what to defend because Trump is all over the place. It's hard to know where to start with the guy.
One of the most tweeted moments of the debate was Mike Pence's response to Tim Kaine in the middle of a discussion of abortion. Let's listen.
When Donald Trump says women should be punished, or Mexicans are rapists and criminals,
I'm telling
or John
you.
McCain's not a hero, he is showing you who he is.
Senator, you whipped out that Mexican thing again.
That Mexican thing. Paris, what did you think when you heard that?
I just thought it was an unfortunate statement that was taken out of context, but it was delivered wrongly. Look, these people are under the gun and they say things that don't sound right but have no malicious intent. Governor Pence had no malicious intent in the statement that he made there. As juxtaposed to the statements that Secretary Clinton has made about baskets of deplorables and living in basement and being Sanders supporters being basement dwellers. I think that was malicious.
Well, I think, some of them are deplorable. And if you tell me that 50% of them, you don't believe that 50% of Donald Trump's supporters are deplorable?
I don't. So then tell me what
percentage of them are deplorable.
But Jamal,
the same amount of the Clinton supporters who are deplorable.
Some percentage of them are aligned with David Duke. Some percentage of them are
in the
alt-right.
But Jamal, wasn't that Kaine's job to say last night? And he didn't. He missed that moment. He did not point that out. You could list the names of the white supremacists who support Donald Trump. He didn't.
Yeah, and I think the campaign is missing a beat by not going harder on that. But, you know, that's Tim Kaine's style. I think he is, he's a moderate politician from Virginia, which has been, you know, he was elected and reelected, so he's people like him with that style. But this is a harder edge campaign. You know, I kept thinking while I was watching that, what if that last night was Elizabeth Warren versus Chris Christie? Could you imagine the fireworks on that debate stage?
Paris, what about what Jamal was talking about earlier, and this has been reported today, that Donald Trump was not happy at how well Pence did last night because it upstaged him and the idea that he was maybe setting himself up for a run if they lose the election this year in 2020.
I don't think there's any truth to that. I think what it actually showed was Mr. Trump made an excellent decision on a vice presidential nominee. And if your first test to see if you're going to be a good president is your VP pick, Mr. Trump passed that test. If the second test is the type of candidates that you're going to select or people that you're going to put up to be on the Supreme Court, Mr. Trump has put forth some conservative jurors that a lot of people, especially on the Republican side, are proud of. So Mr. Trump is passing these tests as it relates to his fitness and temperament, as it relates to being a good commander-in-chief and good president of the United States. Governor Pence is a good choice. The American people saw that last night, and I believe the Republican Party are proud of the fact that he will be on the ticket supporting Mr. Trump.
Well, I'm with you guys. I am salivating to see how Donald Trump reacts to this for the rest of the day because we know where he starts, which is he tries to come out and, you know, this is I've been saying it's the Kellyanne Conway, he's not as crazy as you think he is tour. So he starts off as something really normal, but he gets poked like a bear, and then before it's over, the claws come out. And so we'll see how he treats Mike Pence after a day of people saying how great he
did. Jamal, how about on the Democratic side? Because Tim Kaine was said to be somebody who might offset Hillary Clinton, who's more of a policy wonk. He's more personable. He's more, got the rumpled jacket. But he came off as the pit bull. And, you know, as you said, across the board, most analysts are saying that he was a little bit too attacking, a little bit too interrupting. Did he come across as presidential and a good pick last night?
I think Tim Kaine is very presidential. You know, the measurements between Kaine and Pence are really like between, you know, is it 48% or 47% in one direction or the other. Tim Kaine did what he needed to do, which was to prosecute the case against Donald Trump. If he got a little too excited and overheated, charge it to the game. But I think he ultimately did what he came out there to do, which was to push the case against Donald Trump.
And one of the most tweeted things before the debate, about 90 minutes before the debate, the GOP had put out a note saying that Mike Pence won. Maybe they knew something we didn't, given the polling that has happened after this debate. But
I was just going to note, too, that look for the hashtag that Mexican thing. I don't think that's the last that we've heard of that.
Look for the hashtag make America great again. That's one I'm really looking for.
Harris Dinard, Republican strategist, not working for the Trump campaign. Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist, not working for the Clinton campaign. Thanks to both of you, as always.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Talk to you soon.